وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest blessings on you and your family. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran, when we took a pledge from you and raised Mount Tur above you, saying, hold fast to what we have given you and listen. They said, we hear and we disobey. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. Due to their disbelief, the calf was absorbed into their hearts. Say, evil indeed is that which your belief commands you if you are believers. A pledge is taken from the Jews and the love of the calf is soaked into their hearts. Surah Al-Baqarah previously mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uprooted Mount Tur and made it hover over the heads of the Jews because they refused to abide by the pledge that they had made. They were told, hold fast to what we have given you and listen. That is, listen with the ears of the heart so that you may practice upon the truth. In reply to this command, they said, we hear and we disobey. Some commentators have mentioned that at first they reluctantly conceded to hear the command, but they later violated the command. Due to their disbelief, the calf was absorbed into their hearts. Just as water is absorbed into something, the love of the calf became an inseparable part of their psyche. Say, evil indeed is that which your belief commands you if you are believers. The Jews claim to be believers, yet they perpetrated acts of infidelity and kufr and disbelief. They are asked the above question because it appears that their belief is prompting them to do what they do. Belief is supposed to prompt one to do good deeds and cannot make a person carry out an act as vile as idol worship. Therefore, it is obvious that they are bereft of true belief in Iman. Although the Quran has already mentioned that the Jews repented for worshipping the calf, the fact that their hearts absorbed it proves that many of them did not repent sincerely. Even when the mountain was hovering above their heads, they merely conceded to fulfilling the pledge for fear of their lives. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ وَلَنْ يَتَمَنَّوْهُ أَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Say, if the home of the hereafter is reserved exclusively for you and none else, then wish for death if you are truthful. They shall never ever wish for death because of the deeds that their hands have sent ahead. Allah has perfect knowledge about the oppressors. You will find them to be the most greedy of all people for life, even more than the idolaters. Each of them wishes that he is granted a life of 1,000 years, even the fact that he is granted this life would not save him from punishment. Allah is ever watchful over what they do. The Jews are challenged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wish for death. One of the claims that the Jews made was that Jannah and heaven was exclusively reserved for them. So the verse challenges them to mubahala, actual imprecation to prove truth of one point, wherein each party prays to Allah to give death to whichever party is wrong. When the challenge was put to the Jews during the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they declined to accept. The above interpretation has been rendered by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an. He adds that the Jews would have immediately perished if they had accepted the challenge. Ibn Jariz has reported a similar statement from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that all their possessions would also have been destroyed with them. They shall never ever wish for death because of the deeds that their hands have sent ahead. Allah has perfect knowledge about the oppressors. Allah will punish them for their sins. Allah then says that the Jews will never wish for death because you will find them to be the most greedy of all people for life, even more than the idolaters. Each of them wishes that he is granted the life of 1,000 years. Even the fact that he is granted this life would not save him from the punishment. Allah is ever watchful over what they do. Immediately upon their deaths, they will face Allah's punishment, just as Shaitan, Iblis, will suffer despite his lengthy life of thousands of years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Jumu'ah, verse 8, say, verily you will meet with death from which you so flee. Then you will be returned to the knower of the unseen and the seen, when he will inform you of what you used to do. Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says that the interpretation of this verse as a challenge to mubahala is the most accurate interpretation. The Jews were challenged to mubahala just as the Christians of Najran were challenged to the same. As mentioned in verse 61 of Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever disputes with you concerning this after the knowledge has come to you, then say to them, come, we shall summon your sons and our sons, your wives and our wives, yourselves and ourselves. Then we shall collectively supplicate sincerely to Allah to invoke his curse upon the liars. Certain commentators say that the above verse challenges them to wish for death so that they could enjoy the bounties they claim for themselves. This interpretation does not make mention of mubahala. Allama ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes that this interpretation is not conclusive in sealing the mouths of the Jews, because they will then tell the Muslims also to wish for death while hale and healthy, which no person normally does. قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Say, whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, then by Allah's command he has brought to your heart the Quran, which is a confirmation to what was before it, a guidance and a bearer of glad tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy of Allah, his angels, his messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, then Allah is certainly an enemy of the disbelievers. The heretical statement of the Jews that Jibreel alayhi salam is their enemy. When the Jews learned that Jibreel alayhi salam was bringing revelation to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they said, he is our enemy because he brings stringent laws. We will not believe in a book that is brought by Jibreel, who also inflicts punishment. If Mikael were to bring the revelation, we would accept it because he also brings Allah's mercy and rains. So the Jews once asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to furnish answers to certain questions, claiming that they would accept him as Allah's messenger if the replies were appropriate. So Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to all their questions, which they accepted. However, when it was mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salam brings revelation to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, They claimed that he was their enemy. They said that they will not believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as Jibreel alayhi salam brings revelation to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, say whoever is an enemy of Jibreel, then by Allah's command he is brought to your heart the Quran, which is a confirmation to what was before it, a guidance and a bearer of glad tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy of Allah, his angels, his messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, then Allah is certainly an enemy of the disbelievers. Since Jibreel alayhi salam only conveys what Allah reveals, the person who is an enemy to him is actually an enemy of Allah. The Jews were foolish to object to Jibreel alayhi salam being an envoy of Allah to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the personality of an envoy has no bearing on the nature of the message. He was bringing the injunctions of Allah, which apply to all mankind. By making mention of all the messengers and angels in general, together with the mention of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, the message is driven home that enmity towards any one of Allah's envoys, be they man or angel, will attract Allah's wrath. Therefore, enmity towards one angel amounts to enmity towards all the angels. No person can claim to detest one angel while loving another. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَا يَكْفُرُ بِهَا إِلَّا الْفَاسِقُونَ أَوَ كُلَّمَا عَهَدُوا عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. We have certainly revealed clear signs to you. Only disobedient disbelieve therein. Whenever they make a covenant, will a party of them discard it? But most of them do not believe. So only the disobedient will reject clear signs. Durr Manthur reports from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Jew ibn Suriyah said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, neither have you brought us anything that we recognize, nor did you show us any signs which would make us follow you. Allah revealed the above verse in refutation of the statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have certainly revealed clear signs to you. Only the disobedient disbelieve therein. Amongst these was a secret discussion of the Jews and the details of their forefathers, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam could have learned about only from Allah. This is enough for any person who is level-minded and not blinded by hatred and jealousy. A group amongst the Jews always breach the pledges they make. Ibn Kathir reports that the Jews refuted that they made any covenant when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded them of the covenant that they undertook to believe in his prophethood. One of them, a person called Malik ibn Saif, said, I swear by Allah that no covenant was taken from us with regard to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was then that Allah revealed the verse, whenever they make a covenant, will a party of them discard it. Violating covenants had become second nature to them. The author of Ruhul Mani writes that the verse consoles the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by telling him that he should not be distressed about their behavior because they have always been doing so. Thereafter, Allah says, but most of them do not believe. Of course, there were many who did become Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the treachery of the Jews. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.